It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what I'm all about. Mindful medicine, meaning can we wake up and use our own mind? Out of, you know, there's so many things going on, and I think when we get tied to conventional Western sort of insurance pain and also our primary care providers, we might forget that we have a mind and that we can look outside the box and understand that there's value in other things. Well, today I have one of my favorite people on this earth with me. I want to just say Dr. Terry Lemeron because that's just how I feel about him, but I don't know what that means. But Terry Lemeron is here because we're going to talk about a safe alternative to the drugs that are often prescribed to treat depression. Also, you've known that one of my favorite botanicals ever is turmeric and its active component, curcumin. We've talked about the absorption issue, though, and every time we take a natural supplement, we want to make sure that it's going to deliver a functional dose. Well, I'm going to stop talking and start talking, I guess, to Terry about a particular type of curcumin. It's called BCM95 curcumin that actually is absorbable, can give you the benefits of this lovely botanical, and also might be effective, just as effective as Prozac or other medications used for depression. So, Terry, welcome.
Well, Dr. Holly, thank you very much for having me on with you, and it's a wonderful pleasure, and the greetings are mutual. You are one of my favorite people.
Oh, well, thank you. It means a lot to me.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're actually also going to cite a study, because I think that's what's really important. I think that, you know, I also kind of want to save the listeners from the sometimes crazy messaging where it's like, hey, this will make you skinny, or hey, this is going to give you energy. And when it comes right down to it, I think you spent your entire life in this natural product industry with integrity, with purpose, and with research and duplication of your manufacturing process, then, in being able to make effective, clinically studied ingredients available to people like my listeners. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Holly, Dr. Holly, because, you know, my children ask me and my grandchildren ask me for products for them to, for themselves to use. And if I couldn't be in a position to say, here, guys, take this product, you'll love it, it's going to do wonders for you, you're going to get great benefits from it, you know, I have to look them in the face and give them a product that I believe in. And how could I give them something that these people I love, and give them something that I would have doubts in or that I would mistrust, that the science was fraudulent? Otherwise, I'd have to say, go down the street and buy somebody else's product because your grandpa fudged.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when we're looking at about 1 in 10 Americans reporting symptoms of depression, I actually think it's a little bit higher than that. And then a lot of times, and I've said it before, I think there's value in all systems of medicine. You know, when I shattered my shoulder, I was very thankful for Western conventional medicine and the medications that came with that paradigm. But when we're dealing with a lot of other things in our modern day, depression, certainly one of them, those medications, I think, come with long-term side effects, risks, and sometimes aren't as effective. And now we're talking about BCM95 curcumin. So this is a particular brand of curcumin that was cited in a study that might be just as effective or not more effective than fluoxetine, which is generic of Prozac for depression. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. In fact, this is one of the most interesting studies, because this is the first time that a natural substance, an herbal supplement, has been able to show that it's as effective as a prescription drug for severe depression. Now, we've always known that St. John's wort was effective for depression, but it was always cautioned that it was mild to moderate depression and not severe depression. But this is the first time that a natural substance, a natural alternative, curcumin, BCM95, was as effective. In fact, the distance between Prozac and curcumin BCM95 was statistically insignificant. They were exactly the same. And wow. The best thing about this is there were no side effects with curcumin. Where there were side effects on the other arm, where there was a group of people that were just given the Prozac, they had side effects. But the curcumin group didn't have side effects. This was a really interesting study.
So I think it's an interesting study, and it needs to be, everybody needs to know about it, especially with the rate that primary care docs and psychiatrists are prescribing SSRIs like Prozac, Zoloft, et cetera. One of the things that I always talk about when I'm dealing with a patient who's on a medication, who kind of wants to get off or doesn't, is that, hey, what's the exit strategy for that? You know, when you talk about serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I often sometimes say that you can only reuptake the amount of serotonin that actually is existing. Sometimes people are lacking the building blocks, the nutrients that can make and tryptophan that goes into serotonin, or their diet is poor and they don't have the building blocks to actually make the neurotransmitters that we need to feel good and have our moods elevated and feel happy. And those medications, sure, they work, but in my opinion and in my experience, for a short amount of time, and darn it, what's the exit strategy? Where are we trying to make a difference and kind of establish more of a inside-out cure for somebody who presents with something like depression? And when you're talking about curcumin, I think that the efficacy in this study is amazing, but I also think the fact that it doesn't have those nasty side effects and it's something that can be used safe and continuously while we're working with the person on lifestyle, dietary modifications, et cetera, to help them get out of their issue.
Well, here's another very interesting part of that study, Dr. Holly, was that one group took the curcumin 95, BCM 95. Another group, another arm of that study, took the Prozac. So they studied them comparatively against each other. But a third group that took the combination of curcumin BCM 95 and Prozac showed that there was less side effects in the group because the curcumin BCM 95 lessens the toxicity, but also shows that it's not counterindicated when taken with drugs. You can take the combination. So if somebody's trying to exit, have an exit strategy and getting off Prozac, they can also complement their protocol with curcumin BCM 95.
That's a great piece of that study, because there you have it. It's the exit strategy. So if you're trying to wean yourself off or working with your practitioner, which you should be, to get off of a medication and have that exit strategy, you can go on this non-toxic, no side effect. And quite honestly, the other medicinal aspects of curcumin are not going to hurt the person with depression either. Antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, I mean, anti-cancer, we could go on and on. That's why I think it's embarrassing almost its medicinal effects, and it's why it's one of my favorite botanicals. And people, so we're talking about BCM 95 curcumin, and if they look it up, we can find it, they can find it, listeners can find it in a product called Curamin, right? So Curamin, and I love the name because in my opinion, that's exactly what it helps. It helps people cure, yes?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we're also talking about the brain because depression, you're affecting the brain function. And curcumin, they did recent studies where it actually reduces the beta amyloid plaque and the tau in the brain, which reduces the incidence or the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And if you take just 250 milligrams to 300 milligrams of curcumin BCM 95, you reduce beta amyloid plaque in the brain by 30% in 7 days.
Wow! And their prevention is the cure, you know. I think this is a great point as well, because, you know, one of the things that I've noticed lately for these sort of age-related cognitive decline, I guess they call it, is there's this new group that's being categorized, which is quote-unquote early onset. And I'm thinking, I can't accept that. I can't just accept that there's a new category of a sick group of people. I say, let's look around what's going on in our environment. Well, it, just to your point, you're taking this BCM 95 curcumin, it's protective against oxidative stress, which I believe is partly the reason why we're having this quote-unquote early decline. Prevention is the cure. 300 milligrams in less than 7 days, you've got prevention from age-related decline. I think that's amazing. Well, Terry, listen, thank you so much for being here. I know that I'm going to have you back and back and back again, because I feel like there's so much to talk about. But thank you for what you do. This is BCM 95 curcumin, found in Terry Naturally's Curamin. You got to get it and you got to take it, because this is how we help you stay well on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.